what we got to make sure that we do is we got to continue to get better. We can't be satisfied by winning three games in the preseason because no one really cares about that. What we have to do this next week, and we have a short week, is we have to improve on everything we do. We've got to be more perfect, more precise on everything that we do. If we do that, we have a chance to be a damn good football team.
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. I'm Paul Allen, joined by my radio partner, Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network. Of course, you can listen to each and every Minnesota Vikings game on the flagship FM 100.3 KFAN radio. We are super excited to call the first regular season game. We will be in St. Louis off the preseason. Give us an overview via the Menards film room of what you saw from the Vikings in the preseason and translate it to how it's going to work in the regular season.
I think two things really stood out. I think defensively, just tighter coverage overall, not just the nature of more man-to-man or anything like that, but these defensive backs are challenging more throws. The last preseason game, or the second-to-last preseason game against Kansas City with three interceptions, two in the red zone. Those are examples, and we've seen it so often in the preseason, a receiver would catch a ball and he would be immediately challenged or tackled, and I think it resulted in some quarterback inaccuracy along the way. That's the nature of the scheme, and I think that's one of the most beneficial things defensively that we're going to see. Offensively, Norv Turner's offense, I think the players have bought into it. I love it because he's out there running routes, attacking coverages, and I think the production of Kyle Rudolph alone and Cordarrelle Patterson this preseason are proof in the pudding there. I mean, those two guys have really had an outstanding preseason. And this, again, we don't even have our number one weapon out there yet, and that's Adrian Peterson. So to have those guys show up, they have the offense play so well without their best player, I think it all bodes well for the future.
And off Adrian Peterson, who debuts against St. Louis, Matt Cassel, like Pete just said, had a really good preseason with the number one offense, the first team offense. From what you saw, which included a deep touchdown to Kyle Rudolph, good block by Jerick McKinnon there, and also Rudolph with some good yards after catch, then an over-the-top play in the Kansas City game to Cordarrelle Patterson where he beat an overmatched safety. Off what you've seen from the preseason offense, with Adrian Peterson, what is good that will get better?
Well, I think going into that game against Kansas City, we mentioned the deep ball, how we needed to see the deep ball. When you have a guy like Adrian Peterson in the backfield, he's going to change defenses. He's going to change what they do. So you have to make a defense pay if they're going to stack the box. That means a lot of one-on-ones on the outside. That means a lot of three-deep style of coverages. And those routes to Rudolph that he caught, the pass to Cordarrelle Patterson, again, that was off a play-action pass to Cordero. Protection was elite. He had all day to throw it. And if you give a guy like Cordarrelle time and space, he's going to beat somebody. Castle's managed the game very, very well the first couple weeks. Got explosive in the last week. Made a couple mistakes. Had a couple interceptions. But, it's a team game. And so the defense, I think, kind of bailed him out on that. But he's smart. He's efficient. He's accurate. He's on time. And right now, I think that's what this offense needs.
Let's hit on a couple of rookies. Sticking with the offense, 32nd overall pick in the draft, Teddy Bridgewater. Uneven in the game at TCF Bank Stadium against Oakland. After that, it's been nothing but downhill positively for Teddy Bridgewater as he tore up the Arizona Cardinals, and I thought he looked pretty good against Kansas City.
Yeah, you look at the Arizona game and just the way he handled himself the last minute and a half of that game to come back with a victory, and I keep going back to the fact that you see him improve during the game. You look at the Arizona game, he missed a back shoulder throw to Jerome Simpson. He comes back later, throws a perfect ball to Rod Smith, right where it's supposed to be. So he's getting better within the game, within the half. He doesn't need a week of practice. He doesn't need a week of film. If he improves like that at that rate, at that level, I think he'll be ready to go at almost any time. Granted, a young guy, it'd be nice to give him a year on the bench to kind of learn how the things go in the NFL. And so I think the options that they have between Castle and Bridgewater are two very good ones.
Anthony Barr, 9th overall pick in the draft.
I think Anthony Barr played his best game off the line of scrimmage as a linebacker against Kansas City. He started making some plays off the ball as a linebacker and athletic freak. We all know that. But I think his most immediate impact this season is going to be his ability to rush the passer. Now, whether it's a D lineman and nickel, or if they do a package where he can rove around and move around a little bit like we've seen before with Everson Griffin, if you can get him matched up one-on-one against a running back in protection, he's going to win that battle 9 out of 10 times. And I think the guy Zimmer we have here can figure that out.